David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 170, The Reel to Reel Deal, Part 2. Let me just briefly recap. In Part 1, I mentioned that my housemate Ben, in the spring of 2008, went to a car boot sale in Scarborough. He bought a reel to reel player, not exactly sure why. And that reel to reel player came with a reel to reel tape, and we've been listening to that reel to reel tape. It started in Part 1. We heard some of the music, someone going through their record collection and transferring records to the reel to reel tape. All the music seemed to come from around about 1962, leading me to the conclusion that we must be around about 1962 in time. Then the music suddenly stopped. It was interrupted by the sound of a family having a gathering. There was a rather crazy, eccentric, fun-loving Italian called Joe. We were also introduced to Ken, someone else called Audrey, an older woman as well. And then we just heard the sound of a baby, and I thought that maybe drink was involved. I could hear, I thought there was maybe drinking going on. And then we left Part 1 with the announcement from Ken that it was New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve when? New Year's Eve 1962? Are we on the cusp of 1963? It's time to continue delving into this recording and seeing what other clues we can unearth. Me and you do some detective work here, and perhaps we can even track down the people involved in this recording. A family in Scarborough, or that kind of area. Whitby, Middlesbrough maybe. Perhaps a recording from 1963. Who knows? Let's keep listening, and let's find out.
What?
We're walking up.
I had a drop of port to see the new year.
Oh, Teddy.
Hello,
I'm getting some.
Yes.
Hello there.
Oh, Uncle Leslie.
Ah, another name. Uncle Leslie. Ken goes around the room, introducing the baby to his family. And by doing so, unknowingly, completely unknowingly, introduces us from the future to his family and brings us even further into their world and closer to uncovering who these people are. Oh, I missed that name. I can't quite hear it. Above the other voices, Auntie Ely or something? I can't hear that. If you've got more of an idea there, let me know.
Uncle Leslie. Auntie Shishi.
So we've got Uncle Leslie. We've got Auntie Shishi. Short for Sheila, maybe?
Auntie Shishi. Nana.
Ah, now this. Intriguing. Nana. Nana. Now that's a big clue. We're looking for a family with a Nana in it. Any ideas? I mean, that's really narrowed it down now. We're really homing in on this unidentified family. Thank you very much for that, Ken. Nana. Right. We might find this family after all.
Nana. Uncle Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
Auntie Audrey.
Yeah, I did hear right. Auntie Audrey. So it was Audrey.
Auntie Audrey.
And Uncle Joe.
And Uncle Joe. Brilliant. So my detective work was correct.
I know my way with the kitchen. I'll lay you 64 towel in a minute.
Oh. Hang on. Was that a Dad's Army impression there? We're doomed. Unless that, I mean, we're doomed might have been a phrase before that, but if that was a Dad's Army impression, if that was taken from Dad's Army, if that was Private Fraser, Dad's Army came out in 1968. So suddenly, we know that this is after 1968. Is this 1968 then? Have we just uncovered another clue there? That the recording perhaps isn't quite as old as I first thought. Maybe it's going on to New Year 1969.
Look at me.
You watch my clever.
You watch my big lad.
Hey, David.
David? We've just heard another name there. David. Could that be the baby? The way he was saying it, as if it might have been the baby. David, David. As if he wanted him to look. So might the baby be called David?
Stop laughing, aren't
they? Clues are coming in here. We're getting more names. We're piecing this together.
Go away. No, I'm not friends with
you. Please shut up till I'm finished. Would you do me a favour? Would you stop by yourself in 5 minutes? Now, after we go... Don't you dare refuse. I'm ordering you.
Put it down.
Good kid.
Okay, the recording cuts out again. I'll put the full recording of this up online so that you can hear it uninterrupted. I'll put it up tomorrow so you can do further investigation and detective work if you wish. Anyway, the recording cuts out. There are more crackles and distant voices and faint music, odd sounds and voices and music flickering in and out. No idea what that is. There's not enough of that to Shazam. Because it sounds like a live recording, maybe. Because you can hear the applause at the end. You can't hear enough lyrical content to Google it. Any ideas, anybody? Crazy was the feeling. Ah, Elton John. Where to now, St. Peter. Released in 1970. My goodness. Suddenly the gap in time between us and them is significantly less than I first thought. Where to now, St. Peter? If it's true, I'm in your hands. More applause. It sounds like it might be like something like Top of the Pops. Started in 1964. Ah, the Chiffons. No, I'm joking, obviously. George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. Okay, so. A woman. Again, great detective work, David. Pretty good voice there, singing over a lot of static hum and crackle. Singing My Sweet Lord. Sounds like she's having a hair shaved while she's singing it. I think that's just the sound of the hum from the machine.
Oh, gentlemen, I would like to present a day at the railways. Taking part in this play is Stephen Mainprize, David Cooper, Janet Ness, Dawn Roper and Lindsay Watson. The play opens.
I've no idea what's going on. I've searched for a day at the rail race, which is what he seems to be saying, this child.
I would like to present a day at the rail race.
To see if it's a play or something, but nothing comes up. So I've no idea what...
And now the countdown begins. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. All stations go. We have liftoff. Apollo 14 has taken off safely.
And I've no idea what this Apollo stuff is all about. He's referring to Apollo 14, though, which launched at the end of January 1971. So, are we talking 1971? Suddenly, I say the gap between us and them in terms of time is getting narrower. The years are creeping up. Mungo Jerry in the Summertime, released in 1970. When I'm Dead and Gone, McGinnis Flint, 1970.
The Beatles, Monday afternoon.
I love you, love you. Don't know that one. Oh, hang on. That sounds like it's backwards. Either that or it's Gaelic or Klingon, maybe. Star Trek was released in 1968. So it could well be Klingon. I'm researching all this, by the way, and editing it out. If you're thinking, how do you know all this, David? I'm pausing the recording, finding out, and then coming back. Anyway, let's reverse this recording and see if we can identify what it is. Oh, bloody hell, it's My Sweet Lord again. That wasn't that exciting. Thought he might have been getting a clue there. She might have, you know, she might have been singing, if you're listening to this in the future, my name is Harriet. But no, none of that.
Don't mind. Putting your cultural faces on. I'll be with you in a moment. Take care. Ready, Yehudi? Right, here we go. Now here's a little story.
Lonnie Donegan.
Tell it is a must.
My Old Man's a Dustman.
He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big old nail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, and he calls them daisy roots. I say.
Hello.
Three tomatoes in my dustbin. Three tomatoes. Which one's the cowboy?
I don't know. Which one is the cowboy?
None of them. They're all redskins.
Look, this dustbin's full of money.
God, blimey, so it is. Here, there's a dustbin full of money. Look,
oh,
half a knicker. I say.
Hello.
Very complicated one. Come here, listen to this kid. In my dustbin, there's something with 3 ears. It's yellow and it eats pebbles.
What is it?
A 3-eared yellow pebble eater.
Oh,
here goes I. Hey, what?
It's me!
Oh, thank goodness, I thought it was me.
Quality jokes there by Lonnie Donegan.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me up discourteously.
Ah! Green Sleeves, but Green Sleeves. Now, this is interesting, because Green Sleeves, of course, released in 1985. So, it really narrows down the gap now. I'm not sure what's going on. For this bit. We can hear Green Sleeves in the background, and then we can hear some other music. And then some scraping or blowing.
That says I'm leaving.
Oh, and there's some mobile phone interference. That is actually on the recording, but I assume either these people were mad inventors. Well, I very much doubt that is on the original reel-to-reel. That must be when we digitised it. It must be one of our mobile phones. Glen Campbell, 1967. I think that's Tom Jones singing there, I Who Have Nothing, 1970.
We'll have to listen for footsteps on the record player next door in the front room.
Make a record noise. Bring that out. What do we do now?
Hey,
you got a clean tape.
Oh, part of a clean tape, can?
You what, Gordon?
Have you got a part of a clean tape left?
Yeah, well, I can wipe any of this off.
Making it
off
now?
Yeah.
It's not...
What do you do?
Nothing.
Wipe off? How do you wipe off? Well, if you record over it, it automatically wipes off. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, why bother to do all that?
Because this is the way they recommend to do it.
So now we're in a much more sedate setting, perhaps with some of the same characters. I've no idea what they're discussing. It sounds as if he's suggesting that he's taping over what he's already recorded in order to make the tape clean. But I don't know how that works. I don't quite understand what he's going on about.
Well,
now
is it,
or
tomorrow?
Early in the morning.
Early
in the morning.
Yeah.
Early in the
morning.
Early in the
morning. Did you hear that one about the Boy Scout and the Girl Guide?
Oh, and now we have a joke, courtesy of one of the men, who might be Ken.
Did you hear that one about the Boy Scout and the Girl Guide?
Did you hear the one about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Guide?
Their love was intense.
Oh, very, very good, Ken. Their love was intense. Very good, Ken.
You should have brought that book through with us.
Ah, did he just call her Orders? Is that a nickname for Audrey? Maybe, or am I just hearing that wrong?
You should have brought that book through with us.
Don't want your loving anymore.
Oh, another song. They're quite a singing family, really, aren't they? They've got really good voices. The Everly Brothers. Kathy's Clown. May 1970.
If I loved you,
it's too hard.
Time and again I would try to say.
If I loved you, from the 1945 musical Carousel. Oh yes, the whole family seems to be joining in here, including children. And this is such a beautiful and uplifting and life-affirming and emotive sound. These are people in their house just craning over a reel-to-reel player and just belting it out just for the pure enjoyment of it. And here we are, privileged to be able to hear it in the future. It's just the happenstantial nature of it. It's the inadvertent stumbling over this. It's the chance. It's the fact that we're just unbidden strangers in this world, and the fact that we might be able to track these people down and maybe reunite them with this recording of their family members who may have died now.
He went rocking the bloody baby so much.
Oh, yes. I had to stop.
Yeah.
He was... Oh, dear. And Ken just rocked that baby to sleep. Man.
There was this group of teenagers, you see, and they were getting a bit boozed up. It was one of the officials, like, over the dance. I had to go down and tell them to keep a bit quiet, like. And all in all, they wanted this lad to get up and sing, so I said, all right, well, fair enough. Get yourself up there and sing. I said, you better be good. And happy if he wasn't.
But this is so beautiful. Anecdotes, stories, jokes, songs. And we're just sharing them with this family. I've no idea who they are.
See what it sounded like, Gordon.
Wouldn't it be weird if one of the family members was a Dollop fan? And the search isn't a case of, I think I might recognise that voice. I'm just going to get in touch with a few people, someone says. Instead, I just get the next day, or even a half an hour after putting this out, I just get, oh, it's me, it's my family. I'm Italian Joe. I love the Dollops.
Here now is Adelaide Hall to sing for someone living in Adelaide Crescent Hove. I refer to you, of course, Mrs. Bull. You'll obviously have guessed that this comes to you from your mother, Mrs. Nash, in Shoreham-by-Sea. As a newlywed, the title seems a happy choice. Our love affair.
Oh, a very prim and proper radio presenter there. Proper RP-like.
When the sun in the morning creeps over the hill, I survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sun and an old whippoorwill. La 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 up in Bird Hill. When the sun in the morning creeps over the hill, I survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sun and an old whippoorwill. La 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 in a Mockingbird Hill.
Mockingbird Hill. Released originally in the 1950s. All sorts of people have covered that. So, jokes, songs, conversation, stories, anecdotes, all shared inadvertently by this family with us, and then the sound of the crackles emerges. We hear that once more for a few more minutes before the tape cuts out. So, any ideas, anybody? Where can we take it from here? I want to find them. I want to find them. I want to track them down, maybe even speak to them. I'm fascinated. And hopefully they don't mind when we do track them down, or if we track them down. We've got clues, we've got people's names, we've got voices. Let's see if we can find these people. Let's see if at least by the time we get to the 366th dollop, we can track these people down and maybe spoken to one of the family members. I want to know more about the people involved. Who is Audrey? Who is the Nana? Who's the Nana? She's got a great sense of humour. Italian Joe. Is he really Italian? What a crazy character he is. Full of life. Oh. Who lives in a house like this? Much more entertaining than Lloyd Grossman. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I'm going to leave you with a minute or so of this odd collage of sound. The crackles and the hums and the weird voices and music that you can hear. I'll put the full recording of this online at some point in the next day or so. But for now, thank you for listening. Let's see if we can solve this mystery together. And I'll be back tomorrow.